So my talk this morning is let go of the rice. Rose teased me about that when I walked in. What are we doing letting go of the rice? Well, today is Power Sunday. And in review, to understand the 12 powers, you must know that they are 12 expressions of the one power, the Christ within each of us. What is meant by the Christ is the fully awakened human being. It is the state of consciousness within us that is completely one with God. When unity and new thoughts speak of the Christ, we are usually speaking of the divine potential that we are here on earth to realize. Charles Fillmore, our co-founder, saw 12 pathways for the realization of this one truth, and they are the 12 paths that lead to the Christ within each of us. Fillmore also saw the 12 disciples of Jesus as representing each of these 12 pathways, these 12 powers of the Christ. The powers themselves do not work in isolation. All the powers are necessary to the perfect expression of man and are always at work, even when one seems to be predominant. All are really the Christ power manifesting in different ways. Fillmore believed that each disciple manifested one aspect of the Christ more perfectly than any other and connected that power to that disciple. So the power that our focus today is elimination, which is the ability to release, remove, renounce, deny, let go. So Rob has done a great job of picking songs for us about letting go. And it's no surprise that Fillmore made November the month of elimination. The power in December is life, or the rebirth of the Christ within. Elimination enables us to surrender to our inner spirit any thought that is not for our highest good, so that transformation and purification of consciousness can take place within us. To have this happen successfully, we must eliminate that which does not serve. In doing so, we make room for the prosperous life we are meant to have. The disciple signifying elimination or denial is Thaddeus, presiding in the abdominal region, the great renunciator of the mind and body that demonstrates the release of negative thinking. Elimination is the let go and let God power. Quantum physics tells us that no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. Remember that thoughts are things. We cannot hold a positive and a negative thought at the same time. We can release ideas, fears, limiting thoughts, memories, and people that are no longer useful or working in our lives. Letting go takes courage and it gives freedom. When not filled with fearful or negative thoughts, our minds are freed to be creative and to open new channels of prosperity. The power of will, when partnered with elimination, cleanses and prepares our mind for new ideas, new beliefs, and new understandings about our own prosperity. And for the sake of clarity, prosperity consists of more than money alone. Spiritual prosperity happens when we open ourselves to the bounty of God, that like a living stream, floods our affairs in the form of dynamic ideas that we lay hold of, accept, and then work through. Before I go further, I'm going to share a story that Mark Nepo included in the Book of Awakening. It is called Let Go of the Rice. This is an ancient story from China that shows how closing and stubbornly maintaining our grip is often what keeps us stuck. Though we want to blame everything and everyone else, especially what we're holding on to, this story stems from the way traps were set for monkeys in China. a coconut was hollowed out through an opening that was cut to the size of a monkey's open hand. Rice was then placed in the carved out spot, which was left in the path of the monkeys. Sooner or later, a hungry monkey would come along, smell the rice, and reach his hand in. But once fisting the rice, his hand could no longer back out to the opening. The monkeys that were caught were those who would not let go of the rice. As long as the monkey maintained its grip on the rice, it was a prisoner of its own making. The trap worked because the monkey's hunger was the master of its reach. The lesson for us is profound. We need to always ask ourselves, what is our rice? And what is keeping us from opening our grip and letting it go? What is it that we yearn for? Is it love? Is it success? Is it prosperity? The truth is that these are everywhere, just as the food for the monkey was. And though the stubborn monkey believes in its moment of hunger that there is no other food, it only has to let go for its life to unfold. Our journey is no different. The real challenge of surrender for all of us is not just letting go, but letting go of something we yearn for. Because when we stubbornly cling to that which is not within our reach and hold on to the hunger that there is no other possibility for us, we only have to let go of what we want so badly, and our life will unfold. For this is an abundant universe, and abundance is everywhere. In today's world, we see evidence of failure to let go in the classic pack rat. People who have difficulty getting rid of anything. All the storage units out there, they've grown over the years. Can you believe it? They pop up everywhere. These folks have a hard time ending relationships, jobs, or other situations, even bad or abusive relationships and friendships. And there are those who are rash about what is eliminated or renounced, such as premature endings of relationships and jobs. These persons may be wasteful, purging all the time. So what does it mean to let go, let God? As difficult as it may feel to let go of the familiar and to embrace change, remind yourself always that you are a spiritual being, living a human existence and capable of resiliency. Learn to embrace change while resisting the fears that come up. Rarely does complaining about change make it stop or make it happen. Change is simply a part of life. Change offers us the possibility of growing beyond our perceived limitations to the fullness of our divine potential. If an event impacting you is positive, then embracing it with open arms is easy, very easy to do. Should the change be significant, such as being released or resigning from a job, a health challenge, a decision to repair an old family rift, beginning an exercise program, or keeping with it, right? Letting go of an old relationship. Finding peace with the change may take time. Nepo reminds us that the truth of every fresh experience has this dizziness of freedom that we must move through. Every time we reach beyond what is familiar, there is this necessary acclimation to what is new, It is the doorway to all learning. We needn't be afraid of it or give it too much power. We simply must keep leaning into what we are learning. Whether you are scarred by love, jaded by religion, beaten by circumstance, there comes a time to say enough and to move on. You aren't serving yourself or changing anyone else by holding on to anger and frustration. Rights and wrongs are beside the point now. Terry Cole, in this month's Daily Word, talks of those people who have held onto grievances for many years. These people feel justified. They're in love with their anger. They say, but that person is wrong. Holding onto anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. She continues, this is your one and only life. How long are you going to let that person squat in your mind? Because they're not paying rent. They're taking up valuable space in your brain. It's time to let go, to let the past be what it was and move on. You can't change what happened, but you can change what you are making it mean to you. You can change the story you tell yourself. Have any of you had an old tattered pair of slippers that someone in your household has tried to throw out? I tried that with my husband Jim one time, and he went and found them. It was time for the new slippers, but on the other hand, Jim had to make his own choice about when to get the new ones. Many of us have an old story like Jim's slippers. It doesn't fit you anymore. Doesn't fit the person that you want to become. Like the old slippers, your story is coming apart at the seams because it's not you. It's several sizes too small for the life you deserve and know you want. The slippers represent a version of your life that has become comfortable, maybe comfortably numb, but it's not the truth. So beware of the ancient drama slopping around in truth slippers. They may be keeping the soles of your feet warm with the familiar glow of self-righteousness, but they aren't feeding the soul who you are. Your old story is at best a half-truth. And you may even have the wrong half, the half that is holding you back. It's time to exchange the half-truth of poor me for a new truth called my potential. The Buddhist teacher Pema Chodron said, the truth you believe and cling to makes you unavailable to hear anything new. Who would you be without your old slippers? You will search in closets, under beds, and in the trash for any excuse to reignite the drama. Jim did. Your walls go up, your heart closes, and you recreate the sagas of your past hurts like painted bodies in a crime scene. Life will continue to happen to you if you choose to keep a grip on this tired old story. It's time to let go of the rice. Close the book on your old story by releasing the rice and remember that you are a fearless pioneer on a daring adventure to find love and beauty in and around you. Everything is an opportunity long before you accredit it with any meaning. Allow life to happen. Happen through you and with you rather than to you. It's time to claim your power and leave yesterday's disappointment in a vault mark. Things I've grown through, but they don't define me anymore. take a little power walk in your new slippers and see how they feel. Use language that speaks of power and potential rather than paralysis and pity. The happy ending in Jim's slippers was that Jim eventually let go of those old slippers, bought a new pair, and voila! It turns out they loved them even more because they had really soft, fuzzy stuff in them. Kept his feet warm. Well, I shouldn't make any promises, but I can't help feeling that the same is true for all of us. A new story may take some getting used to, but once you do let go and move on, your life will flourish in leaps and bounds, from responsibility to power, and from choice to freedom. Rachel Naomi Remen, in one of her inspiring articles on change, offered the following wisdom. We can change the story we hold about ourselves and each other. Yet a new story is a place of greater freedom and possibility. This is as true of the stories that we hold in common as an organization, as an institution, as a nation, as it is about the stories that we hold about ourselves that diminish us. We all have these stories that we sometimes believe for years that are not true. Often these stories rob us of our strength and our potential. And if I may share a personal experience, I'd always wanted to get my degree to become a teacher or a nurse. However, for years I was convinced that I had no self-confidence, and I didn't have what it took, even though I'd done well in my high school studies. I even felt that it was mine to share my knowledge with others, but I was too frightened. After my sister Dolores made her transition in 1974, I realized I needed to change my story and look closer at my self-confidence issues. Dolores had acquired her master's degree and worked as a librarian despite being handicapped with polio, wearing a Milwaukee brace for the last 9 years of her life, traveling every year. She had to make sure about the elevation in the planes because her lungs were compromised, but it didn't stop her. Well, I am grateful that I was able to let go of my old story and apply for the nursing program at junior college, which led me on to a BSN in nursing and then a master's in nursing. During those years of study, I discovered that when I let go and placed my faith in spirit, all was possible. My first speech class in junior college, I was holding onto the podium and I was so nervous it was shaking like this. My faith and spirit got me through it all. Dr. Remen suggests that perhaps change is less about fixing a broken world and more about uncovering the hidden wholeness in all people, including ourselves, and remembering our personal power to make a difference not only in the world, but in our own lives. The key to making changes that work is to accept the necessity of change as a part of life. As we change, we may find it necessary to fine-tune our relationships, work, and living situations. Our lives are living, breathing entities that reflect our dynamic selves, ourselves that are full of the Christ power. Letting go doesn't mean giving up. Surrendering is not quitting. There's a vast difference between surrendering and quitting. Surrender has traditionally been looked upon as an admission of weakness, of giving up, buckling under, capitulating. Contrary to popular belief, surrender can be a positive decision, a positive act. All of nature surrenders. The caterpillar surrenders and becomes a butterfly. Nothing can happen until the old loses power. When we surrender, we don't sacrifice anything. We only lose whatever is keeping us the same. Actually, we don't lose anything. We gain everything. When we trust that the Christ within is ever present in our lives, we can relax and become like a tree in the wind, open, flexible, and able to move in the direction that we are guided. When we focus on fear, we become tense, resistant, and lack clarity. The potential to be all that we can be is always within us. Believe and take that belief to the highest level of fulfillment by living that faith. In quiet moments of prayer and meditation, be still and recognize that divine essence that permeates your whole being. When you let go and let God, you can live from the inside out and see the veil of your once limited consciousness fall away and see clearly through the eyes of Spirit. It is then for you to follow Spirit's guidance and get out of the way so you can fully express God. Meister Eckhart, the German mystic, said, "Let God be God in you." Your homework during this month of November is to use the power of elimination to do the work of God in you and to let go of the rice. Now let us take these thoughts to meditation.